And on the topic of cats, did you ever wonder if they start to go crazy up near the Arctic Circle this time of year? You know, when there's almost constant daylight?
Well, I don't know about the cats. The people go a little bizarre.
That's Richard Benneville. He's speaking to me from Nome, Alaska, where the town is getting set to celebrate its annual Midnight Sun Festival. 22 straight hours of daylight as we speak. And Richard, what does a town do for the Midnight Sun Festival? Is there a sort of a parade at midnight?
We don't do it at midnight. We have our parade is 11 o'clock this morning, and then I'm involved with staging a bank robbery. With the cooperation of Wells Fargo, robbed the bank in a staged bank robbery. And then we have the polar bear swim, and I'm out here overlooking the Bering Sea. About 300 brave souls are going to jump into the Bering Sea and see what happens to their bodies and their brains. And we have a cruise ship in town, so we're jumping today.
And so what happens around midnight? Do people in the town sort of walk around Main Street? I mean, is everybody out?
By midnight, things will be jamming. I mean, the town is going to be hopping tonight. That is for sure. We're a gold rush town. Hello, Central. And the place will be jumping tonight. That's for sure.
Richard, does it take a bit of getting used to? I mean, you know, having sunlight all the time?
Well, it does for many people, and I know I've lived in Nome for 20 years, and very often people from the lower 48 will come up, and they're going to be spending the summer, and the first thing they do is put tinfoil on their bedroom windows because it's got to be night. We're as human beings, we're used to that. Up here, I don't have any tinfoil on my, and then when I get ready to go to bed, and the sun can be streaming across my bed, and I just simply go to bed. So it takes a bit of acclimation. I think more people have real problems, psychological problems in the winter. You see, with the winter solstice, when you have only, you know, a very limited hour and 45 minutes where the sun is above the horizon and it's just night for 22 hours. But that didn't bother me. That doesn't bother me either. I rather enjoy the very long nights. The very long days are totally cool. I mean, you can look for birds, you can look at flowers, you can do anything. And for the native people, like up in Telluride, one of the small villages, the best time of the day is about 11 o'clock at night because the bugs are down, the winds, if there are winds, generally die down. So you have kids playing out till 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's, you know, it's the best time of day. It's just a different way of using time and daylight. It's very interesting.
With 22 hours of sunlight for a long period of time, do people start to act a little bit differently or strangely?
Well, you're asking a strange guy. From my point of view, I would say not like you might think. I mean, they don't get, you know, spaz out. They don't kind of go, it's not. In fact, I think, especially in the sunlight, the long days, people just enjoy it. It's so unusual. It looks so, they keep looking at their watches and going, it's 1 o'clock in the morning and the sun is still up. And then, of course, there's so little night, quote unquote, because the sun, all of a sudden, it's dawn. I mean, you go from dusk and dawn blend into one. Do people act crazy? Well, I live in a crazy town. Hello, Central. Delightful, but it's a little wiggy sometimes. And so people don't act crazy, but they party. You know, they party and there'd be picnics until, you know, up and down the beach. I'm sure there'd be bonfires tonight, but not badly crazy, just fun crazy.
That's Richard Benneville. He's a longtime resident of Nome, Alaska. Tonight, that town will hold its annual Midnight Sun Festival. Richard, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Enjoy your day.